the art and science of hacking our environment or modulating it to support our body is what biohacking is. Did you also know that this is a key element to becoming a radiant human? Through supporting our bodies to be as pure as possible, this is where deep eating radiance comes from, an inside out approach to reduce inflammation, oxidative stress, and allow you to have powerful energy and the best sleep ever. Check out my top biohacking picks, from supplements to EMF protective clothing to water purification, air purification, blue light blocking glasses, detox options, and much, much more. Head on over to theschoolofradiance.com and check out my biohacking page. Enjoy today's episode right here on the School of Radiance podcast. Welcome to the Rachel Varga podcast. I'm your host. I am here on a mission to help you get the best skin of your life through my holistic science to beauty method. What we talk about here on the show is combining the best of both worlds, body, mind, spirit, and energy practices to bring forth a higher level of vibrancy and radiance, slowing your cellular aging, biohacking. Reducing your biological age is possible through the strategies that I share on the show. So chronological age is like how old you are. Your biological age is how old your cells are. And there's different ways that we can test that. One of them is the Viome Health Intelligence Test Kit that you can get on my favorites page at rachelvarga.ca. That test kit is a stool and blood analysis kit, and it can look at specific inflammatory markers, cellular health markers, and that's the test kit that gives you the readout of which foods are ideal for your body, your epigenetics. You don't want to be just eating a diet that some influencer or necessarily nutritionist or dietitian told you to eat. Yes, there's a place for nutritionists and dietitians, but those that are really advanced in the space of health optimization, slowing aging, are looking at nutritional insights in a more hyper-focused way, which includes specific gut tests and actually testing and seeing what your body is going to respond well to. So we're testing instead of guessing. And I have a ton of nutritionists that work with me, healers and all of that. And those that are on the path of understanding that the testing aspect for food optimization is crucial, they're on a whole different level. Then like have your 7-8 servings of vegetables and your grains and your milk and all that stuff, like Canada Food Guide. Oh my gosh, don't get me started. If I ate the Canada Food Guide recommendations, I would definitely probably be like 20 pounds heavier. And no, I don't have a lot of grains and dairy in my diet at all. And my diet does consist of what I've tested for. And for greens, you could be eating like kale and broccoli and tomatoes and bell peppers, and you think that they're healthy for you because someone said that they're healthy because they contain this, 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 this. But they may not be healthy for you based on how your body actually responds to those foods in your gut. So it's a very sophisticated way of looking at food and nutrition and diet optimization for skin health and reducing acne and hyperpigmentation, accelerated aging, and all that. So quick plug there for the Viome Health Intelligence Test Kit. This is not sponsored, but I just get asked all the time, what are the best foods for skin health? And that is something that I really want you to do if you haven't already, and then retest after about 4 to 6 months or so. Email me info@rachelvarga.ca if you have any questions. But you can get that Viome test kit on my favorites page at rachelvarga.ca. So in today's episode, I really wanted to focus on men's skin care and men's skin health. I just had a fabulous session with Matthew. He's in his 30s and he chatted with me to learn about how to address things like crow's feet, forehead lines, sun damage, hyperpigmentation, darkness around the eyes, and also the jawline, how to create a more sculpted, sharper jawline. Now, with the gentleman, what I see across the board with my male clients is they kind of feel like they're missing out. They feel like they're missing out on ways to optimize their skincare. They're usually using some type of body soap to cleanse, like one moisturizer, and you know, some type of sunscreen that's full of chemical ingredients, like chemical sunscreen filters like avobenzone and oxybenzone that sting the eyes, and they actually mess with your hormones. And a lot of us are actually working on balancing our hormones. So we have to be very careful with our shaving creams, our deodorants, our skincare, our hair care, that it's not contributing to our toxic bucket and then impacting our liver and our detoxification pathways and messing with our hormones. That's why using clean products is really important. But we want to make sure that those clean products are also going to work and are going to give us the results that we are after. So I had a great time talking with Matt, talking about how we could optimize his at-home skincare routine, add some dermal rolling, some tips for him and his girlfriend actually, which is really fun. It's great when partners can share insights and actually share products. I share products with my husband all the time. And it's wonderful because then you can kind of like keep each other on track and be like, oh, let's do our dermal rolling tonight. You can do it together and all that stuff if you're comfortable, but it's kind of nice. So say for example, you're a client of mine, you're doing rolling, maybe you want to get your partner into dermal rolling as well. Guys actually like it because you're not red after, and it does work. It does promote collagen and elastin. I did my dermal rolling. My last session was 2 nights ago. I did my live dermal rolling demo in my spring skin camp, which is super fun. During a consultation, I show you how to dermal roll your face. And then in my skin camp programs that I do seasonally, with which I have my next spring skin camp starting in about 2 weeks, join right now at springskincamp.com. And that's where you get my tutorial insights for how to apply your products, what my specific morning and evening routines look like, supporting women's health, men's health, biohacking, skin optimizing supplements, and of course, my live dermal rolling demo with advanced protocols. So it's really great when couples can do it together and you can kind of remind each other, have you done your rolling tonight? Oh, let's do it like while we're watching a show or something like that. That's cool too. You can have like a dermal rolling date night. And like I said, guys love rolling because it doesn't hurt and you're not red after. And when I do my rolling the next day, oh my gosh, my skin is just looking extra plump. It's looking extra smooth and all of that stuff. My HRV actually, is on a bit of like this like downward trend over the last 2 weeks, which I find really interesting. And so that your HRV is a measure of, it's your heart rate variability, and it's a measure of how well your body is recovering. So it's funny when you get really good with your biohacking and observing your metrics through your Oura Ring or your 8-Sleep mattress pro bed cover, which is like a temperature regulating mattress cover. You can get that on my favorites page. I love it. It helps to keep my side of the bed a little bit warmer, hubby's a little bit colder, and it actually tracks your HRV, your sleep quality metrics and all of that stuff, and gives you a sleep score also. So I love it. And that's like the one thing that actually took my HRV from about like 40 up to now my average is about 90 to 130, but it recently dipped down to actually 30. And when you get really in tune with your body and you know that your body's going through something, like say like fighting something off behind the scenes, but you don't actually get sick, your HRV will show you that sooner before you actually feel like your body might be on the verge of something, of a cold or a flu or whatever. And when you start biohacking and learning how your body feels when, say, your HRV dips down or when your HRV is sky high and you're recovering really well, then you can actually be less reliant on constantly checking your Oura Ring and your 8-Sleep metrics. You just actually begin to recognize how your body feels when you're at a certain point. And then you can modulate, maybe take your different supplements for supporting your adrenals, your hormones, your immune support. So I actually talk about how I organize my supplement stacks. So we call this like stacking biohacks. And then with supplements, you have like different stacks. So I have a skin stack, I have a gut stack, I have an adrenal stack, I have an immune stack, I have a hormone stack, I have a thyroid stack. And depending on how I'm feeling, that's when I'll reach for that. And I have this really cool way of organizing it that I actually show you in my skin camp, which is really fun. But this is a really key layer to aging really well and actually noticing what's going on the inside when you have to modulate things. Maybe don't push yourself quite as hard. Maybe take certain supplements to give your body certain supports and different aspects of your health and wellness. And then you don't get sick. It's really cool. Like, I've been pushing pretty hard the last couple of years, and now I've pulled back a little bit, and I didn't burn out, even having gone through two pretty rough car accidents. And I didn't burn out because I was actually tracking my biohacking metrics. And say if I had like a really bad sleep or my readiness score wasn't very good, that would be the kind of day, or my HRV was low, that would be the kind of day when I would dial it back a little bit and give my body a little bit more grace that day, not push super hard, but still make sure you're eating right, making sure you're moving, and just trying to keep that the stress, body, mind, spirit, energy managed, and then you don't burn out. And that's actually a really key part of reducing things like adrenal fatigue and high cortisol in the body, and all of these things can negatively impact your inflammation. And inflammation is the root cause of aging, in my opinion. It's inflammation. And that is triggered by stress, hormone imbalances, environmental toxic exposure, and a lot of other things. So this is why you tuned into the show, to learn all the things to continue to be that type of human that's like super aware of yourself and your surroundings, so that you can manage and optimize how you care for yourself, so that you can show up best for you and for your loved ones, and leading by example. So I had a lot of fun with Matthew today talking about men's skin health tips. And shout out to mensskincamp.com. We begin very soon. So if you are a gentleman listener, I would love to support you. Book your one-on-one session with me at rachelvarga.ca, and then take my skin camp, my men's skin camp, which joins very soon. I definitely like to kind of like separate the men's skin camp from my seasonal skin camps for the ladies, because there's different focuses for, I would say, female rejuvenation versus male rejuvenation. Men, we have to be really careful to not end up looking overly feminized. And unfortunately, I'm seeing this trend a lot in the plastic surgery world, the dermatology world, the medical aesthetics world, is that when men are getting rejuvenation, say, for example, like fillers, they're getting way too much into their cheeks and tear troughs and way too much into their jawline and lips. And what happens is, I mean, this can happen to anybody that just goes off the deep end. But I find it's becoming more and more popular for male rejuvenation to have the specific like cookie cutter look, which actually looks like a cartoon face. And it's so unattractive when I see men that have just overdone it with their rejuvenation. If you think duck lips are bad, I think that overdone male rejuvenation is worse. And we don't want to, when we're like, say, for example, if you're a gentleman listening, yeah, you want to be able to manage things like crow's feet, forehead lines, dark under eye circles, and things like that. But you also don't want to be looking like too feminine. So that's kind of where I come in to give you the insights as to how to go about rejuvenation in a way that will not end help you, that will not get you looking overly feminized, because there are actually different ways to apply rejuvenation to different types of faces. And if you're not careful, then the guys will look a bit too feminized. And the same thing goes for women. Going about your rejuvenation in a particular way to focus on your skin health first and foremost, and then only injectables only if you have to and only if it feels right for you, is an approach I recommend taking. Because if you just do, like, for example, like neurotoxins and fillers, but you're not focusing on skin health and developing collagen and all of that stuff, you're kind of, in my opinion, throwing your money out the window. I've seen this over the years. Those that just show up for injectable procedures, but they're not investing in their at-home skincare routine, dermal rolling, laser therapies, they don't look nearly as good. And they spend a lot of money on their faces, and they don't look nearly as good as someone who really focused on skin health first and foremost, and their internal health first and foremost. It's like when your body, mind, spirit, and energy are like humming along and functioning in a way that they want to function, they're supported, they're optimized, you'll actually respond better to your rejuvenation treatments because you're going to be less inflamed and your body is going to have the cofactors it needs to make happy and healthy collagen and elastin and perform what's called neocollagenesis. And not all lasers, not all dermal rollers, not all skincare, not all hair, skin, nail supplements and hair care are created equally. So that's where I come in to combine the best of both worlds with the at-home and in-clinic modalities. So today was a fun bite-sized episode talking about how we can optimize our body, mind, spirit, and energy practices. And to give you an overview, what I mean by body, mind, spirit, energy is body. So that's like getting your strength, lift those weights, really important for women to be lifting some type of weights for your bone health, getting in some cardiovascular training, get that heart working, get the lungs working, get the heart rate up, and then also your flexibility and stability. So Pilates, yoga, Qigong, stretching, those are all three really important facets to looking after the body. And of course, the mind. So one of the reasons why I forebi so much, I'm in the woods 3 hours out of cell reception. I'm getting a break from EMFs, which is kind of like the body, mind, spirit, energy part of things. But I'm also supporting my nervous system. I'm creating new neural pathways. I'm living a little dangerously. You know, you really have to be on your tiptoes, your toes when you are in the woods with bears and cougars and, you know, different types of tracks and trails, soft shoulders that could give out on you and, you know, all these different elements. Do I want to go up here? Do I want to go there? Oh, this is fun to explore. And it's having, basically giving your brain the opportunity to create new neural pathways is super important for brain health and living a little dangerously, being a little skeptical, actually be very skeptical of everything. Skepticism is a sign of intelligence. I really liked what Matthew said today. He's very skeptical of things and yeah, it's a sign of intelligence. And then we want to focus on the spirit. So spirit is like your personal spiritual practice. If you are like within a lineage of spirituality, if you practice meditation, it's going to look different for everybody. And that's kind of the beauty of it, is that your spiritual journey is a very personal journey. And it's done in a way that feels just right for you. If you seek, you will find. And then the energy side of things. So turning off the news, really managing your social media exposure and your EMF electromagnetics exposure has a very profound impact on your brain, on your cortisol, on your adrenals, and also the electromagnetic fields in and around your bodies. Actually, just yesterday, I full-on deleted the Facebook app from my phone. Obviously, I'm still on Facebook for my skin camps and all of that. I still do host my interviews on Facebook and YouTube. So that's the component of the Rachel Varga podcast that's like interview-based. And then the audio stuff here on the show is just for you audio-tunian listeners. This is where I get really into kind of more of the impactful details and the insights and updates that I share for free here on the show. But March, I deleted my Instagram. And the cool thing is when I deleted Instagram, I actually had the second best month in my business. And why that is I just found that Instagram was like a little bit of like a time suck, if you will. And I felt like Instagram was showing me things that were keeping me in fear and just like a lot of like political stuff that wasn't actually benefiting my body, mind, and spirit and energy. And it just was no longer in resonance with me. Yes, I was able to form relationships and connections with really beautiful humans like you tuning into the show. I definitely miss those like DMs and stuff like that. But the thing about like DM messages is you kind of have to, and if you have your own business, you're going to find this really interesting. If you open a DM on Instagram, you basically have to respond to it right away. And you can't like prioritize and manage your communication. So it's not like professional enough for me. That's why I really like the email, so that I can really take the time and be in the headspace to best support questions and inquiries. So email is the best way to reach me, info@rachelvarga.ca. very happy that I got rid of Instagram, even though I had 12,500 subscribers on it. Instagram is not as good of a platform as it once was. It's just a lot of advertisements, and I just felt like it was kind of manipulating me from an AI and electromagnetic perspective. And since turfing it, I've like legitimately never been better and happier and felt more balanced, grounded, centered, balanced, and aligned in my life. And then, yeah, deleted Facebook off the phone as well. And basically why I think that's helpful to do is your cell phone is for like communication. I use it just for my friends, family, loved ones. And then going onto your computer when you're in that headspace, okay, now this is like work mode. That is a great way to not like blend the personal stuff with work, but be in those separate types of modes for better client support and all of that. And I'm getting back to my clients faster. I'm able to just create more content here. I think my screen time on when I had Instagram and Facebook on my phone, it was getting really high. It was like, I checked it on a couple days. It's like 8 to 13 hours in one day. I was like, wow. And now it's 45 minutes. And I've just been able to create better content, I feel, and greater connections with my clients through calls and through emails and stuff like that in my skin camps. So taking that energy where it was previously directed towards making content on like Instagram towards other aspects has been really great for me to give my clients the high level of support that they all deserve, that you all deserve here on the show as well. So today was a fun episode to talk a little bit about how we can optimize our food for skin, how we can look at like male skin health, dermal rolling, rejuvenation, and also what I really mean when I talk about body, mind, spirit, and energy practices for bringing forth a higher level of radiance and beauty. It is a practice, and it's something that I like to call the holistic science of beauty method. Enjoy your day, everybody. Please subscribe here on the show and let me know if you have any questions from today's episode. Email me info@rachelvarga.ca. And if you have any requests for future episodes as well, I just had actually 5,000 subscribers on YouTube and I'm going to be doing another giveaway. So I did a giveaway at the beginning of my last spring skin camp it was my winter skin camp. And Jasmine actually got access into my skin camp because she submitted the best episode topic request. And now I'm going to be doing another giveaway for Spring Skin Camp Round 2, which begins shortly at springskincamp.com. Register now for the best podcast topic request. So email me your podcast request now, info@rachelvarga.ca. And I am going to be selecting a winner. And I'm doing this in honor of hitting 5,000 on YouTube. So go ahead and subscribe, hit the bell there, because that's where I host my expert interview content for the show here. Have an amazing rest of your day, everybody. Stay radiant. Do something today to support all aspects of your body, mind, spirit, and energy.